This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Those of us who don't know Prince, His Royal Highness Prince Ghazi bin Muhammad, I'd just like to add a few words to what our brother Hanif said. I won't take much of time. Prince Ghazi bin Muhammad was born on 15th October 1996. He's the Jordanian prince, a professor of philosophy, and he is a Sayyid. Sayyid means direct descendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are privileged to have him among us. And Sadat-e-Kiram have a special status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when a Sayyid has Iman and Amal Salih. Then our Sheikh Yunus Sahib used to say he shoots up like a rocket. His Royal Highness completed his studies over here, like mentioned Princeton University in 1984 until 88, and then he attended Al-Azhar University College of Usuluddin from 2007 to 2010, and he received his second PhD in Alimiya in Islamic Philosophy, awarded highest honors on the 16th of January 2010 with his thesis Al-Hubbu fil Qur'an al-Kareem, Love in the Holy Qur'an. He has also authored many books, like, for example, just a few to name, 100 books on Islam in English and the End of Orientalism, What is Islam and Why? Ijma'ul Muslimin ala ihtirami mazahib al-deen, and A Thinking Person's Guide to Islam, which Mufti Abdul Rahman was mentioning. Very nice book, and Turaq publication has brought it to us. May Allah reward you hereby again for bringing this very nice, you know, book at a very critical time when we are in need of all these guidances. And finally, the book which is in front of us, a tentative guide to the themes of the surahs in the Quran. You know, along with what Mufti Abdul Rahman was saying, we do get objections from people that Quran is just a compilation of different things here and there. There is no rabt and connection between the ayat and the surah. So His Royal Highness has, you know, endeavored to get rid of this objection and to say that it is marbut, everything is connected. So alhamdulillah, as we learned from Mufti Abdul Rahman sir, and this book will inshallah increase your love for the Quran as well. It will portray the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran in its inimitability, in its compilation, and inshallah your love for the Quran will be increased. And finally, His Royal Highness's humility. Yahya Bhai was telling me that we asked him to talk about his own book, and he said, no, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib is my ustad, he's like my teacher, I can't speak in front of him about my book. So this is how his humility is portrayed in this one sentence, that Mufti Sahib is like my teacher and I don't want to speak in front of him on my own book and leave that to someone else. Now we will request His Royal Highness to talk about Hazrat Mufti Sahib's book which is in front of us and share some beautiful words of wisdom with us.
Thank you, Mawlana. Thank you all for coming. Thanks to SOAS. Thanks to Brother Yahya for organizing this and for getting the books out in time. I'd like to thank my brother, Mufti Abdul Rahman, for his really beautiful words. He knows much more about the Quran than I do, and so it's really incongruous for him to have introduced my my book, but that's the barakah of Yahya. He press-ganged Mufti Abdul Rahman into introducing it, so I thank them both for that. I just want to say one thing. If you have time, and I do this myself, if you have time, look at Zamzam Academy. This is Mufti Abdul Rahman's channel and Turaq's channel. There's a lot of barakah. I listen to it all the time when I have something, when I'm multitasking, when I'm working. I have it in the background. It's really, you can pick up a lot of knowledge and a knuckle of a lot of books. There's really a lot of barakah in that. It's really my favorite channel to listen to in English, and I encourage you very much to do that. I'll just say one thing. It was Mufti Taqi. I'm by training a philosopher, I'm not an alim. I'm sitting with two alims, and I hope in the akhirah I will sit with two alims. So I'm a philosopher by training, and I even at the Azhar my PhD was in philosophy, and I know literature. And so I saw this thing, but I would have never dared to write the book had I not the idhn and the barakah from Mufti Taqi. I was telling him, this is my idea and this is what I see. And he said, no, you write it. So I wrote it sort of gingerly, but it was really the barakah of Mufti Taqi. And he said, write it in Ramadan. And so I was writing it last Ramadan, and I got to the end of Surat Yusuf, and I became so ill, and about halfway through, I couldn't move. I was so sick I couldn't move. What, 2 days, 3 days? So I said, okay, I'll stop. And it's really for the ummah to decide if this is there or not there. And by the ummah, I mean the community of ulama. It's the ulama that must decide if this is true or if it's not true, and if it's of benefit, and if it's not of benefit. That's what I see. I put it up. In essence, intellectual history in Islam is a marketplace of ideas amongst the ulama, and it's the ulama that must decide collectively. If someone like me, who is specialized in a field that serves the main fields, which are fiqh and tafsir and hadith, states something definitively, then I can easily wind up in hell. So I've just said, you know, with the barakah of Mufti Taqi, I've said, this is what I've seen. Please have a look at it. I found it useful. This is what I've seen. I may be right, may be wrong. Let the ummah decide. All right, alhamdulillah, that's this book. Right, bismillah. Now let me speak about this book. First of all, it's a great honor to be sitting next to Mufti Taqi. And it's very awkward to say what I really think and feel when he's sitting right next to me, because you're not supposed to praise people in their presence. But there's some objective things I have to say. And I'll just tell you one story that happened to me over the years. I'll just give you a story. And this is to do with economics. For years, I really couldn't understand. And I don't know, I've never studied economics, and I never took particularly great interest in it. And I really couldn't understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wages war, him and his prophet. It's very drastic. It's very drastic in the Quran. فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ طيب. It's very drastic on interest. I just didn't get it. I don't know, probably more obvious to you. But then I read just this small booklet which Yahya put out from Mufti Taqi, and I talked to him about it. And it hit me like a thunderbolt. Why? Because interest is a war. It's a war on the poor in general, and it's a war on the person you're giving a loan to. It's a war because it's relentless and you're taking away his wealth. And then it's a war on everyone, because everyone who isn't lending their money is getting less. So therefore you've got a war in general, that's the war from Allah, and a war in particular, that's the war from the Prophet. This thing hit me like a thunderbolt. And you'll find throughout Mufti Taqi's works that there are these, subhanAllah, like these bullseyes that he gets, and you won't find it anywhere else. And I can tell you, now, just with this book in particular, you won't find, I challenge you to find a book in English, or even a book in Arabic, that has summed up, and this is one of the salient characteristics of Mufti Taqi's writings and thinking, and I think it comes from Mawlana Ashraf Thanawi, because it comes back from there. There's a kind of silsila of barakah where he's getting things right. It's just subhanAllah, aql. I'm always astounded by this. But anyway, so there are many issues in this. First of all, you won't find any book that does the ta'seel from the Quran and the Sunnah of politics. I've spoken to many over my life, and you know, in kind of my day job, I've spoken to many sort of Islamists, and they'll tell you, oh, there's five verses in the Quran, four or five verses only in the Quran that refer to politics. No, you haven't done the proper tafsir. There are only a few hadiths. No. Now, the first thing that Mufti Taqi has done, he's got all of the verses in one place, and all of the hadith, mashallah, Allahumma salli alayhi wa sallam, in one place, and more than that, in a holistic system that he can see the wood for the trees. You can see the big picture, and you can see the small details in one coherent system. Now, why is this important? It's important because we, as an ummah, have been floundering on politics since the breakdown of the Ottoman Empire. Because we've been hit by the nation state, and we don't even know what it is. We haven't understood it. So first of all, we've got the ta'seel. And ta'seel without, you know, everybody who writes about this, they have a thing. They have a vested interest. And I've gone into the introduction. They have an invested interest, and they want politics to be this to justify either their views or their nizams or whatever it is. They want to justify this, and they have Islam fitting into politics rather than seeing objectively what Islam has said. So what we have is an objective assessment of the ta'seel of the Quran and Sunnah on politics, on that. And that alone, if it were just that, it would be worth reading the book. But there's much more to the book than that. So we have all of it, and we have it in a whole holistic system in one place with all the Quran, all the Hadith, all the Sunnah. That alone is amazing. And we have it from Usul. And we have it benefiting from the largest experiment in politics, which is the Ottoman Hanafi experiment. For 700 years, dealing with minorities, dealing with empires, dealing with changing situations, dealing with the Industrial Revolution, and moving on. And Mufti Taqi summarized all of that there. But on top of that, just as the first thing, on the top of that, we have a practical experience which Mufti Taqi has had with politics, and he's brought all of that into the book. All right, that's rare enough. But now we have something, and you know, in my day job, I see a lot of great ulama, and here's what they don't do. They don't read things outside of our tradition. So they haven't read the philosophical texts that you need to read to understand what went behind the nation state. Right, starting from Plato and Aristotle, right down to Montesquieu. If I'm going on too long, Moulin, please tell me. Right down to Montesquieu, to Rousseau, to the social contract. Mufti Taqi, there's another part of the book where he's gone through all of them and summarized. And so you have to understand. I mean, all of our great ulama understand, or did understand, what Islam says about politics. But how to understand the nation state, you don't get until you've done all of that philosophical reading, and then you've compared it to our tradition, compared the two things together. The things are compatible, what's not compatible. And then you have to be able to pass judgment, to say, this is compatible, this is not compatible. And Mufti Taqi has done all of that. And it's an amazing, amazing work with objectivity. I'll just give you one small example of how this works. Now, I'm always bewildered when I see politicians running for elections. I mean, of course, we have, you know, a parliament in Jordan and they run for elections. But what's going on in elections is, most people, and you see these debates, when you run for elections, if you see these debates on TV, and it's getting worse now because of the internet, but even 20, 30 years ago before the internet, basically when you're running for elections, you're saying how great you are, madh nafsu kadhab, and how bad the opponent is, and then you're slandering. And then this is the person that you want to run your affairs, but even before he gets to the post, he's a liar and he's a slanderer. So this is one of the inherent, inherent structural problems that we haven't got our head around. And so Mufti Taqi, like, just one point, he's proposed, no, the community should decide, you have to run, and then he doesn't have a choice. It shouldn't be me, I want to be on the stage, I want to do this. So there are many, many points that we haven't understood, that Mufti Taqi has summed it all up in one book, and you can just digest it. And I remember when I was a student, looking for books like this, and there's lots of classical works on Islam, you know, you'll get Mawardi and all these books, and we read them, but they have nothing to do with our situation now. It's not just simply a question of understanding Islam and politics. It's a question of understanding in waqa, and then bringing that theory down into practice, which Mufti Taqi has done in a brilliant way. And there's many other, you know, fadail of this book, and I was really excited about it. I was very honored to write the foreword to it. I do recommend you get it. I think this will be the classic work. I pay homage to Yahya. He's zipping the books out, like 10 books. And it's not even his real job. He's booking, and he's getting these books out, and they're very, very important. There is only one thing I want to say. Now, Mufti Taqi, I think, started writing this, I think, about 40 years ago. And the situation has changed. And it's changing every day. And so even this, although it's a benchmark for ta'seel, and it's a benchmark for the nation state, we're now faced as an ummah and as individuals with changes that are so rapid that we need to take into consideration when we think about politics. I'll just give you some small things. We're faced with the breakdown of society. We're faced with the breakdown of community. We're faced with the breakdown of gender. We're faced with the breakdown of sexuality. That's the next one coming. I don't want to talk too much about that, but there is. All of these things change, and then we're faced with big data and microanalysis, where you get personalized messages that you can be manipulated by a computer. Every single one of us I'm not on Facebook and I don't like that stuff, but most people who are, can be manipulated through the big data so that they're no longer free. They've been pegged by some computer somewhere, and they've been pegged, and they're going to be manipulated through social media. Now this is a benchmark. But the next question is, and I hope some of the ulama will take these, you know, who know more about technology than us, will take these and then relate them to the ta'seel that's in this book. I think that's the next stage.